The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
I was asked, do you think he goes into coaching? The age of his kids,
yeah,
that might change things.
I asked you that yesterday. Don't just say you were asked. I asked you that.
Oh, was it you?
Sitting across from you yesterday,
okay.
TPC Sugarloaf.
What? You want to try that again?
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Thank you, Buck. Attention, man. Makes me feel bad. No, I'm insecure. 1225, Chiellini D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
One more.
I don't know that,
Chris, but you can at least acknowledge me.
I don't pay attention on remotes. You're all stupid and ignorant.
That's, again,
there's a good amount of that
an accurate
going on.
Statement.
No doubt about it. There's a good amount of that going on.
It is National English Muffin Day. Who's your favorite English person is the X-Platform question of the day.
I got to think about it.
Case in point, this is Oasis. No one's favorite.
Don't say that.
I shouldn't paint with a broad brush. You're right.
I'll give you a piece.
I don't care for that.
I will give you a piece of information as to how much you actually paint with a broad brush, because that musical snobbery in you comes out. I'm going to shoot down your snobbery when it comes to the general public coming up in a couple of seconds.
Travis d'Arnaud going to join Chuck and Chernoff at 2:30 this afternoon. 5 home runs in 8 at-bats, 6 for his last 10. Those are your Wellstar Well Stats of the day. From managing chronic conditions to staying on top of screenings, the experts at Wellstar will partner with you to help you feel your best. Together, we can create a personalized game plan to keep you healthy. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Are they having him on today because he's their favorite Englishman? I don't know if you know this. He was born right outside of London.
I didn't know
Travis
that. No, he doesn't have an English
right
accent.
Right outside of London.
Madonna did for a while.
Right outside of London.
She doesn't have it anymore.
I don't want to get bogged down in this, but what's this difference between a muffin and an English muffin?
What do you think, Adam?
The nooks and the crannies.
Right. The English muffin has that, where the butter, the syrup, whatever you want to put, the jelly
really?
Can settle in.
Yeah, that's correct.
I love
muffin
peanut
is just, you can't really put much on a muffin.
I love peanut butter and jelly on an English muffin. Love it. Tremendous. The English muffin's like the grilled cheese sandwich, where you go, I haven't had one of those in a long time. Then when you have them, you go, why don't I have these more often? I don't understand. I'm assuming they're doing okay, the Thomas's people. I think that's the one we sort of associate with the English muffin.
Yeah, they're in the bagels now, too.
Are they in the bagel business?
Speaking of which, I saw a sign driving to work today. McDonald's now has bagels. They have the muffins as well.
What else
do
you want?
The egg McMuffin.
What else do you want? Do you need to run the world?
Well, it might be limited, like the McRib.
Yeah, limited as in taste, probably. McDonald's is not supposed to do bagels. A lot of bagel places shouldn't do bagels. I've eaten bagels at a lot of places. You know what I'd like to tell them? You shouldn't do bagels. This business is not for you.
Some of those places aren't too far from us.
I don't want to name names, but I'm telling you right now, look in your bins of bagels.
There's a bagel
place. I'm embarrassed for you because every bagel is supposed to look the same.
That's when
you're making a good bagel.
I understand. No names, please, as we like to say. But this bagel place, which, again, isn't too far from us, this bagel place could be the Angel Hernandez of bagel places. How can you be consistently this bad unless you're doing it on purpose? I'm not saying nothing.
I'm not acknowledging
what's going on right now.
I should not have to open up a bag with 3 bagels in it and realize there's a good chance 2 of them are completely wrong as to what the order was supposed to be. But more than that, when I look at a bin of bagels, I've had friends who were in the bagel business in New Jersey. They would condemn. They would take a sign and put a condemned sign just saying, how do you sell these bagels? Some are cooked, some aren't cooked. Some are overcooked, some aren't cooked. Every bagel is supposed to look exactly the same in the bagel world.
Well, it should, but ideally it's supposed to happen that way. But as we all know, it doesn't. This draft analyst is apparently stuck in the 70s. That story in less than 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus.
presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
I want to ask you, Chris, how many of these draft choices will Jordan Reed from ESPN get right when it comes to Georgia when all is said and done? He's got eight dogs getting drafted.
Okay.
He's got, like everybody else seemingly, Brock Bowers going to the Jets at 10. Mm-hmm. He's got Amari Mims going to the Dolphins at 21.
Okay. You could stop right there. You could stop right there.
Those are both going to be wrong?
No. Maybe Brock Bowers is right, but it seems too easy, so I'm going to say none. You've given me two, and whoever the other six are, wherever they're going, I'm going to say none.
He's got some dogs, Kendall Milton, Dejon Edwards, and Zion Logue, not getting drafted at all. But he's got eight overall.
All right.
Where's Ladd McConkey?
Ladd McConkey going to the Chargers at 37, according to Jordan Reed.
So second round.
Yeah, Javon Bullard being taken by the Bills at 60. I'm glad you asked, Adam. Kamari Lassiter, Domino, you asked about him prior to the show. Jordan Reed going to the Commanders, Kamari Lassiter, with pick number 67, and Cedric Van Pran going to the Steelers. Now, that would be a solid pick by the Steelers. If anybody looks right in a Steeler uniform, I would think Van Pran, who I think could step in and start right away, would be perfect for the Steelers.
Yeah, but what if somebody...
they get things right.
What if somebody before the Steelers says, oh, he'd look pretty good in our uniform, too? Then that will be wrong.
Yeah, but like him in a Denver Bronco uniform doesn't really look the same as Van Pran, I think, or any Georgia player. They look good in Steelers uniforms. It seems to fit.
You want me to be a jerk? I'll settle at a half. This guy, I'll settle at a half. You take more or less, I'll take less.
Okay. Double or nothing, the money I owe you.
Nope, I'm not letting you off that. I'll decide when we're going to double or nothing for $22,000.
Javon Bullard was tabbed by Mel Kiper as the top safety in the 24 draft. His versatility, slot corner, center fielder, near the line of scrimmage. He's done it all.
Do you know what
in
you're
a Georgia
doing?
Uniform, said Mel Kiper Jr.
I'm going to tell you what you're doing for me right now. You're diminishing my want to be all in this draft, because I'm maintaining that there are so many connect-the-dot scenarios in the quarterback situation. This is the most interested I've been in at least the first round of a draft in maybe forever. I'm fascinated by, not who's going to get picks right and wrong, I'm fascinated by who's the first team that goes, whoa, I didn't see that coming, and changes everything else. I love this first round of the draft. I really do. I know the name of a few offensive linemen. I know the name of the rush guys. I know the corners that are supposed to be taken. I really like this first round. I think there's talent there, I think. But I'm kind of curious to see what direction and who throws the direction of the whole thing off.
Now,
somebody will.
I bring up Mel Kiper because Todd McShay says that Mel Kiper doesn't have a cell phone, but he has five. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five landlines. So apparently he's running a switchboard in his house.
I told Adam this. I've not watched a Star Wars movie. And at this point, I'm 61. It's part of the shtick. I'm not going to watch a Star Wars movie. It's not a shtick if you don't have a cell phone. I don't care who you are, whether you're a 15-year-old and I'd like to know where you are as a parent, or a 25-year-old who has maybe no job prospects ahead of them. You should have a cell phone. This is not good. This is stupid. This is gimmicky. He doesn't have a cell phone.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way?
I'm asking somebody to refute what I just said. This is beyond gimmicky. This is dumb. This makes you look like an idiot.
So if Mel Kiper...
Not like you'd be good at your job, like you would be horrible at your job. So let me ask. Somebody wants to really give him something. What has to happen? He has to go home to his wife, and his wife will say, hey, the general manager of the Commanders called, and here's something for you.
But how is she going to get the message to him if he's in Bristol and not in Baltimore?
He has to go home. Honey, you need to come home. So what are they going to tell me, too? Well, don't worry about it. He's got a landline in Bristol as well.
He must.
We got the mail phone. This is gimmicky and sticky, and it's dumb. There's not a person who has a job or a life of any import who should not have the capability. And by the way,
my mother didn't know my name at the end. She had a cell phone.
The means? I would imagine he has the means. He could probably even get the company to buy him one. You know, he's really good at his job from what I've been told. This is not a badge of honor. This is a badge of stupidity.
I was watching, don't ask me how I went down the rabbit hole, but I was watching some David Lee Roth interviews. He doesn't have a cell phone. He's got a handler. So if you want David Lee Roth to meet you someplace, you contact the handler, and the handler will talk to David Lee Roth.
How about I don't do
anything?
How about I don't do any of that?
How about I pass?
How about I don't do any of that? That seems like too much work.
Have you ever watched
David Lee Roth
on a podcast? David Lee Roth?
No.
You wouldn't last with him for 5 minutes. You'd walk out of the room.
Yeah, I'd walk out. I don't want to get to violence. I don't think I want to.
I think he could take you. He's a karate guy.
When he took over for Howard Stern, you know, he took the West Coast of Howard's affiliates when Howard left terrestrial radio. It bombed right away because, I mean, that's how he is. Yep. It doesn't translate to the radio medium, definitely.
He lives his gimmick. There's no question about that.
So let's get back to the point. Mel Kiper doesn't have a cell phone. He's got 5 landlines. Why would I believe this is good for his business? Why would I believe that this is not... I'm telling you the truth. This is idiotic to have this public.
Todd McShay's no
this
longer
is like
affiliated
saying,
with ESPN, so I don't think he has any problem putting everything out there.
I'm going to say something about your guy, Al Michaels. Al Michaels is never going to eat a vegetable now because he says he's never eaten one. That's the analogy of me in Star Wars. You go, oh, that's kind of goofy. That's kind of goofy. Mel Kiper not having a cell phone is not that. So who was saying this? Was it Schefter?
Todd McShay.
So didn't he also explain how he has to get a hold of him through his wife at home?
He said whenever he would call one of the 5 landlines, his wife would answer the phone at home. Yeah, he would talk to his wife much more than he talked to Mel Kiper. Kind of like me and your wife. I talk to your wife
no doubt.
About you.
Have at it.
About you. We don't flirt or anything. I talk about
care.
You.
What do I care?
To her. Why would she flirt with me?
What do I care? Doesn't
because
matter. The point
we're
is,
kindred spirits when it comes to you. Neither one of us understand you.
Yeah,
we just,
cool.
You're in our lives and there's nothing we can do about it now.
Listen, ask me if I care if you understand. I'm at the point in my life
where I'm trying to pay it forward. It's rhetorical.
I'm trying to pay it forward and I don't care what people like you think. Those are the phases I'm in my life right now. I'll tell you this.
I think you were always in that phase when it came to me.
I care about the fact that Mel Kiper might honestly believe this is a good thing.
Right.
And they're going to joke about it at draft night. As Schefter lays out his 9 phones, because he's a douche when it comes to how many.
All right, Jaden Rashada, the quarterback, in Athens today for a visit. I'm sure Mike Bobo is telling him this is how you can work in our offense, and they'll break down film together and everything else, and of course, discuss NIL. But he is there, and let's see if he signs with Georgia. We know Kirby wants that 4th scholarship quarterback. I guess Auburn might be interested in Jaden Rashada as well, among other schools.
Are we allowed to put him up on the board now and give him a jersey?
Yeah, I think you do that with recruits, right?
For a minute, you couldn't.
I think you can still.
Because there's no rules. Again, if you get caught breaking a rule now, you should lose your job. So what are you going to do with him now? Do you think, honestly, this is... Let me show you a little bit of film, and here's what I've seen you do, which means this is why you fit.
I mean, you do.
Or do you think this is introductory?
I think you do all of the above.
Okay. So you spend how much time with him? What's the amount of time?
3-4 hours.
Interesting.
You watch some film with him for an hour.
You make him feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kiss his ass a little bit?
Yeah. Go over some NIL perspectives. You know, the Classic City Collective is there.
You walk him out onto the field?
Sure.
I want you to see this. Do you know what this is? This is your house.
Yeah. You walk him through that fancy facility there, the House of Pain, all that stuff.
Yeah, that place. That I take him to. I don't think I can do 4 hours with anybody who's not done anything for me in my life. Seems excessive. Are we doing college now?
Yeah, we're doing college. It's on campus.
Did you hear what Drake May said about what the Commanders did? We found out a little bit more.
He didn't mind it. They went to Top Golf.
They went to dinner and then Top Golf, and everybody got to interact with each other. He's like, yeah, I thought it was the best experience ever that I've had during this whole process. It was great to be around people and do, normal things. You know what's not normal? Sitting down with people who are judging you in everything you do. So make it where I'm not sitting there judging you. Walk around and I'll judge you.
He said we all got
swing a golf club and I'll judge you.
We got our separate time with the coaches when we needed to.
Right.
And then we just enjoyed the rest of our evening.
Brilliant. Get a good experience. Jaden Daniels' agent said, I don't know if Jaden really got anything out of that. Each his own. Seems like a nicer night than maybe just sitting in a room going over film and whiteboard material.
Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network says he could see 6 quarterbacks going in the first round. Caleb, Jaden, Drake, JJ, considered locks. Michael Penix, Bo Nix are the others.
Okay.
So the over-under, according to DraftKings, for quarterbacks in the first round is 4.5. You're covering one eye, you're peering into the future, that means.
Yeah. I don't know if Tom Pelissero has a system. This is my system. Tell me what Tom Pelissero said.
Could see 6 quarterbacks go in the first round.
Yeah, I could see 6, and I could see 4, and I could see 5.
So 4.5 is the number. You're going over. If you had to go over or under, okay, so you're going with more. Yeah, Michael Penix, I think, is going to go. They're saying Bo Nix is going to drop out of the first round.
All right. Penix, I keep saying, I know they got Zach Wilson, but I thought Penix might fit He's not Drew Brees size. I think he might be the bigger version of maybe what Sean Payton would like in Denver. We'll see. But Zach Wilson to me, here's the thing. If you play Zach Wilson for a year and just say, I'm going to go to next year's quarterback draft, is that what you do?
I've seen Zach Wilson play. I'm not sure I want to play him. He's not good.
Yeah, but I'm looking to draft next year's quarterback.
So you're going to tank?
I'm going to play Zach Wilson.
You're going to tank. We can do this all day.
Tomato, tomato.
It's, yeah, I didn't say I was
tanking.
Tanking. Yeah.
Tanking, tanking. The point is, I don't know if they're going to go draft. Michael Penix, to me, I kind of like in Denver. It's the only thing I've really thought of matches. You think Blake Corum goes to the Chargers? Do you think Jim Harbaugh goes to that? Well, because I do. I think that's
yeah, you'll
the
take
Harbaugh
him in the
moment
third or fourth
of the draft.
Round.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's the Harbaugh moment of the draft.
They say he's going to take all of his guys. Now, you can't do that. That's irresponsible.
You know what I would have said?
You're not
here.
Playing in the Big Ten. You're playing in the NFL.
I would have given him a job in Atlanta and say, draft J.J. McCarthy. That's what I would have told him.
Speaking of J.J. McCarthy, here he is responding to people like me criticizing him.
Stepping into this Michigan offense, I knew what I was getting. Coach Harbaugh has been running this philosophy since he was at Stanford, probably even USD, but I didn't even go back that far. It's relying on the run game, using play actions, controlling the football, and trying to limit turnovers as much as possible. So I feel like just being a part of this system has prepared me so much for the next level because it's opened my mind to how to play the position differently. And all the outside noise is just people that are looking at the stats.
Listen, I agree with him.
I don't think he's a consistent passer.
I know, but he was in a pressure cooker.
Never mind the stats. I've watched the guy play for 2 years.
I know. Was he in a pressure cooker?
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of what I think the totality of this is supposed to be. Can I read you something from a...
I see Rick Meyer in the NFL.
Okay.
That's what I see.
All right.
If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Been wrong before, I'll be wrong again.
No, listen. It's better than saying he's going to be Johnny Unitas. I can live in a world. I's probably someplace in the middle. Not Rick Meyer. Not Johnny Unitas. Can I read you something?
You don't know what I'm talking about. Google Rick Meyer.
Yeah, there won't be a lot
M-I-R-E-R.
Of
M-I-R-E-R.
There won't be a lot of NFL stuff you'll have to go through.
He was a high draft choice, and he washed out pretty quick.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. That's the issue, one former NFL executive pointed out. The logic assumes that the player you're initially picking will actually become a difference maker, trade up, trade back, or not. Here's the quote. The problem for everyone in sports is that nobody wants to admit how random and arbitrary it is. Admitting that it's arbitrary takes away from your specific abilities and the ability to keep a job. That's it.
I mean, we're beating a dead horse now when it comes to Arthur Blank being wrong, castigating you for using the term crapshoot.
But the class of 2021 says it as well. You know, there's a lot of things. Somebody's going to get it right at quarterback. Maybe a couple of somebody's. Probably not more than three. If six of them go in the first round.
The NCAA.
Who would you take? Which quarterback?
Which quarterback? I'm taking Caleb Williams.
Let me ask you this. If you were first,
yeah.
You would not have signed Cousins. You would not have done a veteran thing. You would have just taken Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Do you have an idea of who you'd want after him?
Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
This Caleb just, to me, looks like he's the complete package. I agree with Phil Simms. It's hard to, you know, take away the pink phone and the pink nail polish and writing on the nails and all that stuff.
He feels good about himself. Do you like that?
I mean,
I would.
The talent speaks for itself.
Okay. I hope he doesn't get screwed up by a system. I hope he doesn't get screwed up by a coaching staff that could be gone, a general manager who's trying to do something that doesn't fit. All those things are going to come into play.
All factors. The Division I board has officially approved the legislation to make people eligible instantly if they're a multi-time transfer, provided they meet the academic standards. And they also passed new rules allowing universities to help athletes find NIL contracts. So they're heading in the direction of being employees now.
Of course.
Because now the university's involved with finding you the deals and helping you with
it. Yeah, they're going to have a sales staff like we have down the hall.
Yeah.
There's going to be guys in cubicles, women in cubicles, who are going to be looking to do NIL brokerage.
No doubt.
So what the school is going to say, so I'll pull back a little bit on being employees. What the school is going to say is, no. We have hired people who will go get them deals. We are not paying them directly. So that's the little bit of an out. If you have a sales force, then you could say, but it's not our money, wink, wink. It's their money, and we're just brokering deals. That doesn't necessarily make you an employee. There's going to be little ways to round out rough edges.
I'm saying you're going down that road. You're getting closer and closer and closer to becoming employees.
Yeah,
this is the next step.
But until they figure out dollar-wise if that makes the most sense for the people who keep most of the money still to this day, you're not going to ever hear the term employee until it makes financial sense for the schools to now say they're important.
So athletes have to disclose any NIL deal of more than $600 to their schools as well.
It's a that's
part
ridiculous.
Part of this whole agreement.
That's ridiculous.
They got up with the
NCAA. Okay, that's ridiculous. They gave me a washer and dryer. Well, what kind of washer and dryer? Well,
is it a front loading?
I think $600 is also the tax line, where anything above that you have to disclose to the IRS. So could that be a part of where that line got set?
I don't know if it's down the hall. But so they're trying to protect the student athletes.
Maybe. Maybe they're trying to help them with that on that end.
Might be a way to look at it. You could be right.
So we're going to go from a world where not too long ago we didn't report anything because it was a handshake in an alley. It was money in an envelope. It was money in a fast food bag. To now saying, well, if it's over $600, because here's the game now. What's over $600? It's not over $600.
Well, there's always going to be loopholes. You're always going to try to figure out a way.
The one who has made the most money off of this will continue to make the most money off of it. They will change the narrative when it makes the most sense for them. They're still in charge in that regard.
All right, the 12 o'clock hour brought to you by the fine folks over at Wade Ford. Domino, you wanted to get to this yesterday. I'm going to do you a favor when we come back. So get your notes organized. He's the modern-day Tiger Woods inside Scottie Scheffler's absurd run as of late.
How is Scottie Scheffler like a boxer?
How is Scottie Scheffler like a boxer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Suddenly there's an echo in here. It's Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
We're nothing but grains of sand.
That was freaking transcendental, Paul McCartney. Don't you agree, John Lennon?
Yes, Dewey Cox. With meditation, there's no limit to what we can imagine.
What do you think, George Harrison, of the Beatles?
I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to get some more songs on the album.
And as Ringo Starr, I'm not so interested in meditation. I just like to have fun.
12:53, Cellini Domino, the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM. It's English Muffin Day. Who's your favorite English person is the X-Platform question of the day.
I am a fan of Sir John Gielgud, certainly in Arthur. I like the gentleman who did Lawrence of Arabia, Peter O'Toole.
Sir Alec Guinness?
Yeah.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi, being the big Star Wars fan that you are?
I don't know that role, but I've seen him in other things. I sort of like those old guys who worked on the stage in London. Then all they did was go out and drink for the rest of their lives. I can respect that.
Was it Richard Harris who had the greatest line when he disappeared? He came back home. Why don't you pay the ransom?
Yes, that's exactly who it was. The best stories ever. Those guys lived a life, man. It was different. They were broke. They understood what broke was. And then they rose up and they became sort of, they were like, yeah, I'm still a guy who wants to go to the pub and get a drink.
It'd never
be better if you'd buy it for me.
Yeah, it never really changed them. Domino going to go beyond the goatee atop the hour. You heard Derek Thomas talk about it during the update. So nothing is going to happen, according to Adam Schefter, to the Falcons until next draft, because this investigation into the Kirk Cousins tampering deal will not be concluded this week.
And Mel Kiper will have that news on Monday when he finally gets home after all the draft shows.
In case you haven't heard.
His wife will be able to tell him.
according to Todd McShay.
The facts that just came out of his fax machine. Ready?
That is a callback. Todd McShay, we talked about it last night. Derek's attempt at humor. It was, and then not a bad job, Derek, but Mel Kiper Jr. has five landlines, doesn't have a cell phone, according to Todd McShay. I think Scottie Scheffler has a lot of cell phones in his family because they can afford everybody in the family, including the baby, having a cell phone. He has now won four of his last five starts as he won the tournament, the HBC, there at Hilton Head on Monday after the darkness suspended play on Sunday. The exception, as he's won four or five, a runner-up finish in the Houston Open when he misread a five-foot birdie putt that would have forced a playoff. This is really, maybe it's beyond Tiger. This is an unprecedented run that he's going on right now. Now, I know Tiger won the majors, but you're talking about four of the last five starts, and you're talking about winning nearly 18.7 million in just 10 tournaments thus far this season.
Well, he needs to, and when the baby comes and his wife and everybody else, they should, you know, pray for good health, whatever they're, whoever it is they might want to pray to, but they should also pray to the legend of Tiger Woods, because a lot of this money is what it is because of Tiger Woods. Now, I'm going to bring up a situation. I can tell you, and I don't even know if this is a thing. Like, I don't even know, because people are always looking to try to put it in perspective. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He won the Players. He won the Masters, and he won the RBC, right? Those are the four that he won.
Yes.
Nobody has won all four of those in their career, and he just did it in 44 days. Now, again, it seems randomish. Well, who needs to win the Arnold Palmer and the Masters?
Yeah, but
whatever,
nobody's...
it doesn't matter. In 44 days, he won four tournaments that nobody has collectively right. under their belt. So that's amazing.
He also has 40 consecutive rounds at par or better, which, again,
yeah,
no matter what
golfer.
You do, seems
pro
impossible. What level
golfer.
Of golf you
wait,
play?
Wait. Why would he be going over par? He's a professional golfer.
Well,
he's the number one player in the world. That guy's supposed to go hack a 76?
You're supposed to have a bad round here or there. It was Shame a streak that began at Eastlake in the Tour Championship
Shame on you.
Last August.
You should know better. You should know better. He's a professional golfer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you say so, Chris.
Here's what I think should happen. If you shoot two rounds over par in a row, you lose your card. And you got to go back to the end of the line, and you got to go to Q school because you're a professional golfer. Now, I'm going to tell you what his problem is. He doesn't have a lot of life problems. He seems to love his family. He seems to be in a really good place.
Very well adjusted.
Seems to be. Again, we don't know, but he seems to be. And everybody sort of likes him. Nobody on TV watching him really wants to watch him because they know he's not going to pull a John Daly, snap a club, not going to hit a bad shot and curse.
He's not going to wear clown pants like John Daly does.
Can I tell you what his problem is?
Hey, Daly's arrived. Pop, pop, pop.
What have we said about a couple of boxers in regards to their greatness? What have we said about a couple of boxers in history in regards to their greatness? Who was in your era? Who'd you fight? Scottie Scheffler, because of Liv. Now, again, this might be somewhere down the road, or it's going to be somebody. There's going to be somebody.
So he's like Larry Holmes? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the name that I wrote down.
Yeah.
It's the name I wrote down. Because I was thinking about it, because here's the other thing. If Liv stays a thing and it's separate, now again, I think eventually they're all going to get together for the good of the game, wink, wink, that means more money. But if Liv stays where it is and those guys can't qualify for majors, and fewer of them are going to qualify for majors, if he wins majors without the whole field there, he's going to be in the realm of a boxer where you go, but who fought in your era?
It's a very interesting way to look at things,
thank
Chris
you.
Domino.
I wrote it down. That was my thing this week.
It's not his fault. It's just you seem to be right now in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Could be. And again, that's whether it's revisionist history, whether it's somebody who just says, oh, yeah, well, I'm a bigger fan of this guy did it better. You can always find a reason to knock a guy. The boxing analogy has always been one that you and I have talked about where you go, oh, yeah. If you were in the Hearns, Hagler, Leonard, Nomas, Roberto Duran, if you won, you won. You beat guys. I'm not sure this guy is going to have the luxury of saying that in a few years if Liv golfers don't qualify for majors.
I mean, you talk about that era of boxing. We're kind of getting off topic. But if you want to fight in that era, sometimes you were never the same. Case in point, Sugar Ray Leonard, when he beat Thomas Hearns, he detached his retina. His eye was, it looked fake. Mm-hmm. It looked like Rocky when he was doing the commercials in Rocky II. That's what Sugar Ray Leonard's eye looked like. And a lot of people will tell you he was never the same after that fight.
Well, it's hard to think that he saw the same, physically, literally saw the same. And it's hard to think that you're not thinking about having your eye get knocked out. Sorry, it just seems like a human nature.
With one eye, he knocked out Thomas Hearns. Yeah. I mean, he could not see. It was the best and the worst of Bryce Elder last night. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But when we come back, it's a Tuesday break from reality, BTG style. What do you have to tease the folks with?
You can be a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer as long as you don't listen to certain songs by artists.
Beyond the Goatee is next. It's Chiellini and Domino. Braves baseball tonight. Max Fried on the hill against the Marlins. The Ford leadoff show coming your way at 6:05 here on your flagship for Braves baseball. The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.